Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Scott Hines is the Director of Sales for Innovative Computer Systems, developer of Finesse Suite of Property and Casualty Insurance Organizations, writing personal and commercial lines. He is my guest today. Scott, so good to speak with you.
Thanks, John. It's good to be with you.
Scott, we've been dealing with COVID for almost a year now. What has it revealed about insurers' digital preparedness or the lack thereof?
Well, COVID was unique in the sense that almost every insurer became a digital one to a greater degree than what they already were, and they didn't have much of a choice in the matter. You know, almost overnight, most employees went from working in the office to going home and working from there. And there was a lot of priority for insurers to get people and their staff ready to work from home. And there were a lot of challenges that came with that. In some cases, I'm sure that employees did not have the ability to work from home. Maybe they had bandwidth issues. You had to get laptops and desktops into the hands and the homes of your employees for them to work remotely. You would come up with challenges like, are there enough Zoom or GoToMeeting licenses so people could collaborate remotely? And how well suited were critical systems to being used remotely, because now they all needed to be. The list could pretty much go on and on, but we see that companies that were already digitally prepared and modernized and had more automated processes and manual processes were in the best position going into this. And insurers that had processes that had to be done in the actual physical office were at a disadvantage.
Now, given the extent to which insurers are being compelled to be more and more responsive to customer expectations and market opportunities, do you think they had realistic expectations or timeliness for modernization or digitalized readiness?
Yeah, there's a lot of pieces of that question, but I'll start with the customer expectations. It's a cliche, but it's also true to say that many, if not most, insurers tend to lag a little bit behind other industries that their customers interact with. That being said, the expectation for the insured's customer is a similar experience to what they have when they do other things like banks and other institutions that they interact with. Modern insurers today want to have a high level of autonomy and self-service, and they want to be able to do things on their own, like view and print their policy forms and output. They want to be able to check on their billing, make payments on their bills if they like, create a claim or first notice of loss and add attachments. They want to do things with paperless delivery, and they want to have an expedited route to their agent if they can't do things themselves. So the easier and more intuitive doing these things are, the better the customer experience is going to be. That's really kind of the game, and how easy we can make it to do these things for the insureds is going to be key.
So, Scott, how important are vendor relationships when it comes to digital preparedness?
They're really important. You know, unless an insurer has their own development shop and resources, the ability and willingness of your core system vendors to take advantage of the digital initiatives you want them to undertake is going to determine if you'll be able to take advantage of them or not. Vendors need to kind of be open with their customers and let them know what they're thinking about and how they're going to keep the ball moving forward with digitalization and technology. And the insurers need to complete the feedback loop and tell their vendors what they're hearing and what they're expecting the opportunities are going to be in the future. So it should be easy for an insurer to talk with their vendors about the trends that they're seeing coming to the fore.
So, Scott, here's the $64,000 question, as I show my age there. What's your best advice for insurers?
Well, I guess insurtechs are really driving a lot of the much-needed innovation into the industry. They're kind of the youth of the group. That being said, it's really impossible to track everything that's happening out there with insurtechs. A lot of them come and go pretty quickly. They're doing a number of different things. However, some capabilities are now being proven out in the industry and being adopted by more and more insurers. I mean, if you think about things like business intelligence and advanced analytics, people are doing things with artificial intelligence to provide insights into the underwriting and claims processes, data pre-fill, even chatbots will work to assist the insureds and the internal stakeholders as well. So it's important to kind of stay plugged in to what's happening in the digital world and to make sure you understand what the marketplace has to offer with digitalization, then begin setting and executing your priorities. And a final point, again, is to make sure your core systems are InsurTech ready and digitally prepared so you can help take advantage of the innovation that's going to keep continuing to come forth in the industry.
Scott, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you.
Well, Scott Hines, Director of Sales for Finesse, and I'm John Weber for Best Review Magazine. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.